Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Market still taking stock of what a tighter policy path for the Federal Reserve will actually mean for markets. But the big question is, if the Federal Reserve is actually embarking on this more hawkish path towards a tighter monetary policy, will this actually influence other markets and central banks to follow suit as well? Of course, all of this also tied towards inflation. And will this actually also matter on the earnings front for many companies as earnings season across the globe begins to heat up? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're pleased to be joined once again by Mr. Peter Lundgren, who's the CEO and founder of Lundgren's Capital, and joining us all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark, to help us get a European perspective of what will shape global markets, especially when you take into account these couple of factors. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And it's been a while since we've had you on the show. We're glad to see that you're doing well.
Yeah, as always, happy to be on your show. Thank you.
Honestly, when you look at markets, there's always going to be risks that we have to take into account. But the not-so-surprising hawkish tilt of the Federal Reserve a few weeks back, really capturing sentiment with multiple rate hikes and also the reduction of that balance sheet jolting markets. We've talked about the reduction of a balance sheet, I believe, in previous discussions, and also what policy paths actually might mean for markets. How will this color your outlook for global markets and stocks now in 2022, Peter?
Yeah, there's no doubt that it will add some spice to the market and the movements, if to express it that way. But still, I would say that the coming rate hikes are largely priced in the markets, also both in the US and the European markets. Though there will be adjustments, so to say, there will be some gyrations when the rate hikes they come. I'm also looking quite a lot on the 10-year US interest rate. As when it advances to, let's say, 2.25, 2.5, it will become a threat to the S&P yield that is currently at 1.25. Historically, that had always sort of generated some equity sell-off if the spread is too wide. So that I'm looking quite a lot at.
That's about 3 rate hikes away from where the 10-year yield is averaging right now, which is hovering around that 1.7% level. And I think that's the big question right now, right, Peter? What it actually will mean for stocks in the U.S., you know, higher interest rates, tighter policy usually weigh on U.S. stocks and valuations. But I do want to get your perspective as to whether or not this will also provide headwinds for European markets. I believe some of your peers have argued that European markets are not as sensitive to U.S. rate hikes as, say, Wall Street is. Is this something that you agree with?
I would say if Wall Street gets too negative, then it will, of course, generate some sell-off in Europe because U.S. stock market is simply the world's largest. So there will be some spillover. Though short-term, it could be right that given the European Central Bank, ECB, is staying very, very solid on the current interest rate policy, it could support the European stock markets a bit. Though long-term, there are several risks. They will need to increase the interest rate one day. We all know that. But what even worse is that there could be some nervousness around the ECB strategy, interest as a monetary policy strategy. I have been concerned for a long time. And what I also notice is there are other people out there who question the monetary policy. It has always been extremely good for financial markets, also the stock markets. If central banks are sort of ahead of the curve and strong, show a sort of a firm hand, it might support short-term, yes, but the nervousness around the ECB could simply increase on the long-term.
So do you think that this time around the ECB could also follow? So given inflation is elevated in Europe as well, we're starting to hear some whispers of some corners of Europe as well that maybe the ECB should also follow suit. But I believe we're still seeing a lot of rates in Europe actually ranging around negative territory. What do you think this will actually mean for the ECB, and will they actually follow suit this time around?
So far, they're actually surprisingly clear in how they address the market that, okay, they will reduce some part of the bond purchase, but the policy rate they want to keep unchanged, and I'm very critical. But the risk is simply that they end up in a corner, and that will be very negative for stock markets because people, they will get less faith or trust in the central bank. Mm-hmm. At some time they will be forced to increase and hike, but it seems to take some time still. Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to be a little bit slower or more tolerant of lower rate environment than, say, their counterparts across the Atlantic in Washington, D.C. Still, though, what will this mean, though, for European bonds, Peter? I mean, we see rates already at this low level with inflation this high, real yields already ranging deeply in negative. I mean, could this actually spell another dismal year for European bonds?
I could actually see that we will continue to see increasing long-term yields in Europe this year. We've okay. just seen that the German government bond, 10-year government bond, sort of coming up around zero again. Yeah, and I could see that this will continue. That means I trust in a steepening yield curve for European government debt and quite a lot of other bond yields in Europe this year. Yes.
All right. We're still speaking to Peter Lundgren, the CEO and founder of Lundgren Capital here on Money FM 89.3. Peter, I want to talk about the relationship now between inflation and earnings. Inflation very pesky for the last 7-8 months or even longer than that, really at these very elevated levels across major economies in the world. And the question I have now, are profit margins from global corporates going to be vulnerable to these price pressures? And if so, which sectors do you think may prove more vulnerable to inflation eating into earnings and these profit margins?
Sure, it's a great question. Of course, and extremely important. Actually, I see most global corporates as sort of surviving the high inflation pretty well, and it will have a less negative impact for the true large global corporates and also the share price, so to say. Though, of course, there will be some sectors that are under pressure. I could imagine sectors that are very dependent on service sectors jobs, like delivery services. There will be an increasing pressure on hiking the salaries. The same could be for airline companies and also sort of fast food and convenience food chains. All sort of sectors where they have a huge number of service sector employees, and these will be sort of the sectors where job or salary increases could be the highest. Also, sort of as in response to the shortage in labor work and also the high inflation.
All right, Peter. Let's talk about China now, and many worry about the spread of COVID-19 cases ahead of the Winter Olympics and the Lunar New Year Festival also just around the corner, which might also hasten the slowdown of the world's second largest economy. Look, Peter, with regards to COVID in China and its possible impact on the economy, should markets be worried?
That is a worry, and markets should be worried about it. Though I would say that in particular, the Chinese stocks traded outside China, they are simply so cheap that it will outweigh the worries. So to say that even there are these, let's say, COVID-19 that will hurt the Chinese economy maybe throughout the whole 2022, then the Chinese stocks are simply so cheap that will overshadow the risks.
We started off by talking about some of these risk factors that could be influencing markets. What are the major risks you're going to be watching out for this year? And more importantly, what are you advising clients to do in order to mitigate these risks that you're watching?
Yeah, one of the risks that we can see arising or sort of becoming bigger on the horizon is that the global growth, GDP, simply as classical as it can be, global GDP growth will simply slow down. The World Bank just came out and confirmed that 2 days ago, I believe it was, where we see also into 2023 that global growth will slow down. That will hurt the stock markets a bit because we don't have the cheap money anymore to support the stock markets. That is one thing. Of course, inflation will also sort of work against the stock markets and bond markets in general. So what do I advise? I would adjust a bit away from U.S. equities because U.S. equities have simply gone so much up also last year that they need to be downsized a bit just for the adjustment as minimum. We still underweight the Eurozone stocks. I will continue with that. Though instead, I would make a increase of China stocks, as mentioned before. Also, I'll generate more strategic shifts away from sort of listed stocks and towards non-listed equities, private equity. I trust there's more upside to get from these non-listed shares or ownerships. And soon, we're still talking about the timing. We would increase sort of the Far East exposure, both in bonds and equities. And still, I'm actually pretty positive on UK stocks at some time.
All right. And Peter, while I have you here, I just want to get your quick opinion on this. One sector that everybody's watching out for with regards to this rising rate environment is banks. I don't know if you noticed, but here in Singapore, we saw the big three banks here actually see strong gains after the release of the Fed's hawkish minutes. Banks on Wall Street also seeing gains for the most part. It seems that everyone's betting on net interest margins for banks to improve. Well, on the back of this more hawkish outlook. But can the same be said for European banks, or will they be more dependent on what the ECB does in response?
European banks will be dependent on the ECB, and also one should observe that actually several European banks have pulled out of the US market, the retail market in US, because it's become too competitive, simply because European large banks have too high a cost pressure. So even if the ECB should start to move a bit on the rates, I would not bet particularly much on the European banking sector, actually, due to the high cost pressure.
All right. Peter Lundgren, founder and CEO of Lundgren's Capital, thank you so much for joining us today on Monday FM 89.3 to share with us your outlook for markets as we head deeper into 2022. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, and we look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, stay safe, and I hope you have a great rest of the week out there in Copenhagen, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.